I'm literally in a bathing suit right now.
I know. I walked up and I was wondering, are you going to tan later? Are you going to go on your roof?
No.
I just kind of threw it on.
It was like the closest thing.
It's like a cute bandeau top.
Yeah, no, I feel like I could definitely wear it as like a shirt, but it was the closest thing to me. And you said you were here and I just had to run down and I was topless. So I just put on a bathing suit. Now I guarantee I'm going to be like this all day.
Yeah.
With a full face. I feel like my eyebrows are so thick right now.
They're definitely, I know the feeling, but they're not bad.
So those of you listening, because you can't see us yet, don't worry. You'll be able to see us soon on YouTube. But I tried Rare Beauty's like whole line. Fire. Everything's fire. The only thing I change is the brow color. The brow formula feels good. They're super soft, even though there's product on them. Like they feel natural, but they sent me like way too dark of a shade.
But they didn't, because it perfectly matches the roots of your hair, which is like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, I guess it's just me. I use Anastasia Brow Wiz, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And I use Taupe, which is kind of like a dirty blonde.
Okay.
I do it because I have, my roots are dark, but my full hair has blonde in it. So I like to weigh it out with like a neutral brow.
I could see that.
So this,
and you're just like used to lighter brows. So yeah. When you have dark brows, you notice.
Oh yeah. I feel like James Charles, like 2012. Remember how his brows used to be? And he makes fun of it too. I'm not just being a bitch. He like makes fun of himself too.
Flashback Mary.
Oh my God.
I've been doing my makeup like every morning.
Me too.
And it feels good.
It makes me feel like I'm getting ready. Like
it's kind of like it's going back to normal.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, should I go run errands today?
Yes. But it puts a little bit more pep in your step.
Exactly.
You kind of feel lame sitting around with a full face. It kind of makes you do something, you know?
Yeah.
At least exactly. Like clean up or reorganize something.
I'm making my bed every morning and doing my makeup.
Me too. I just did that too.
It's such good routine.
Oh, good. I do feel like we're on like the same vibe right now. I feel like for a minute, I was definitely really depressed and like.
Goes through waves.
For sure. But before we get into all that, let's do our song of the day. Song of the week. Which one is it?
Of the day.
Song of the day.
You go first.
Okay. Mine is Orange by Clay.
I don't think I've heard that.
It's almost like Amy Winehouse, yes. A little like Jessie Reyes. Like she's got a vibe.
Yeah.
She's fucking cool.
Ooh, I fuck with that. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Lennon Stella's whole album
you
on repeat.
Have.
3-2-1. I kind of go back. I remember when she dropped it and I was like, okay, this is like a banger. And then a few days ago, I went back to it and I listened to like every song in order and like kind of like did a deep dive into every song.
Love that.
The album's incredible.
Isn't that the best? Like it's how so you can just good. Go back to an album and like kind of reevaluate and re-fall in love with it, reappreciate it. And you know, if you listen to it when it first comes out and then you listen to it a year later, you're most likely to be in a different point of your life.
Oh yeah.
So you resonate with different songs.
Yeah.
So weird to think about.
So I'm going to call out one song in particular. It's called Games.
Games.
Oh,
is that
so
like
good.
Game over? Game? Like,
no.
Doesn't she say something about like game over?
No. Oh, here, I'll play it for you.
Game over. She just said good. Game over.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's like the one.
The one
I remember when
remember.
It hit that because it was such like a punch. Like,
yeah,
game over. Like, boom.
Fucking game over.
That's sick. It was a really good song of the day, week.
Yeah.
For us.
And they're different. They're like kind of a different vibe.
Yeah. Actually?
No. Ours were the same vibe, but they were different from what we've
usually
done.
Do. Okay. I thought you meant like ours. Okay.
No. Gotcha. We're on the same page.
We really are.
Today, yeah.
This is perfect. Okay. Because we record a little bit closer to our posting day, but we're recording in advance because this weekend we're actually going to go safely social distance in Palm Springs for Alex's birthday. We just want to get out of LA and just kind of sit by a pool and just chill together. Yeah. But so we wanted to pre-record is what I'm getting to here. And last night we did last Thursday's episode and we were obviously Thursday's episodes. As you guys know, we go through your guys' responses and a few of them, I noticed said like, can you guys please talk about like friendship, your friendship, how to maintain a healthy friendship as an adult, as a kid, whatever. And we've gotten that entry more than once. So I finally was like,
why haven't we done this yet? This should have been our first episode.
A podcast with two friends. Maybe we should start with our dynamic so people can fucking get to know us, right? No, we started with our virginity stories. I don't know. I think this is such a great topic that we will probably circle around every episode for the rest of our lives. Yeah. At some extent.
We like always talk about our relationship in general.
Yes, we do. And you know, we talk about it daily. Like we're very grateful for each other and we're very lucky. We're very lucky to have each other. And you know, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, like brought us to each other. No, so I think we're soulmates. We are soulmates. I know we are soulmates. I've always felt that way. But a lot of people don't have that. And that breaks my heart. That breaks my fucking
I couldn't imagine.
Little heart. I don't know what I'd do without you. I would probably be dead in a ditch. I know I would. So I want to just like venture into this topic to just give advice on how to like maintain your friendships while still letting them be their own person. Cause I feel like some people, when they get into really close friendships, they can get territorial, they can get controlling. It's a relationship. It is two people with a common kind of goal, interest,
being in each other's lives.
It's a relationship.
Yeah.
And you got to treat it kind of the same, you know, like give space, boundaries, get to know each other.
Communication.
Yes. It's all there. So
just going to dive into it.
Yeah, I guess let's just start.
Well, so recently I feel like it's come up a couple times when you and I first met and you don't remember.
I don't remember.
Have we talked about this?
I don't think so. But okay. We talked about it with my sister.
Yeah.
No, I feel terrible. I literally have no idea when I met you.
It's okay.
I'm glad you know.
Yeah. I remember like a lot of things from that time in my life, but anyways.
I don't. Trauma.
It was fifth grade elementary school. We used to walk around. We had like a quad area in our elementary school and we used to walk around every morning. I think it was before school. We used to like walk the blue line. Anyone do that? And we were walking around and I remember I was with someone and you were with Leanna and you and Leanna were like best friends in elementary school.
Can I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
To those of you who don't know who Leanna is, we've talked about her a few episodes. Yeah. That's like our third amigo of four. We have like a solid group of four friends that we all grew up around the same era, like third grade forward, third to fifth grade. So when you hear Leanna, that's who it is. I just feel like
we need
to preface that.
That's who she is.
Yeah. You'll probably hear from her soon.
So you were with Leanna. And I can't remember who I was with, but I had just moved to a new city and it was like probably like my first week of school. Yeah. And I was like, kind of like trying to make new friends. And I think I was with someone, I don't remember who it was. And we walked up to you and Leanna. And I remember you and Leanna were like, you were dressed the same. Mm-hmm. You kind of looked alike. Your hair was the same. You guys had like the same fucking color backpack. And I remember like walking up to you guys thinking, oh, I want a friend like that. Because it was like my first week of school in elementary school. It's like kind of traumatizing. Oh, like I didn't know a single soul, new city, by myself. And I was like, I want a friend like that. Aww. And I think I remember like that's when it started.
Yeah. What year was that?
Fifth.
Okay, so it was 2005. That's crazy. It was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I had just turned. I remember school started on September 6th and my birthday's the 8th. So I literally had just turned 10.
Yeah.
Aww. Yep.
And you're about to turn 25. And tomorrow. My God, no, because this comes out Monday.
Okay. We met this week.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm literally tearing. Oh
15
my
years
God.
Ago. Wait. Yeah. What are the odds? We're like just now realizing this, you guys. 15 years ago this week is when we met. Stop.
Oh my God.
My eyeliner is so good. Don't make me cry.
No, I have so much makeup on. Oh my God, I'm literally crying.
15 years ago this week. That's crazy.
Oh my God. Holy fuck. Hold on, I need to get a tissue. My eyeliner is going to run.
No, yeah, mine's jacked up.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck. That made me so emotional.
Whew. Okay. Way to kick it off.
Wow.
We just had to take a quick, like, break.
Quick cry break.
Yeah. 15 years ago. That's crazy.
Okay. Okay. Whew. All right.
This is why the universe told us not to do this the first episode.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything,
that is
people.
So weird. Also, happy early birthday, guys. Tomorrow is her birthday. The 8th. That would be tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So say happy birthday to her. Thanks. Should we sing the whole song?
Absolutely not. I never know what to do when people sing happy birthday to me, so I always start singing along. I always join in, and like a small for like a millisecond, and I'm like, wait, who are you singing happy birthday to? Because I'm joining.
I didn't bring gifts. I don't know. See, when people sing happy birthday to me, I just dance. I just like,
that's cute. I can't dance. I'm
do the robot.
A terrible dancer.
It's okay.
You have the rhythm. I don't. Should we talk about our opposites right now?
Oh my God. Everything. A full literally. That's like the foundation of our friendship is we're opposites. And I think it's amazing. Cause like, yeah, that's like,
so if we were exactly alike, this would have lasted probably 10 days.
Yeah. Wait, the podcast or our friendship?
Our friendship.
Oh, okay. I think it was the podcast. I was like, I don't think this would be the thing to break us, but okay. Talking about phobias. Yeah, I think it's like so special that we have such opposite perspectives. I mean, this we have talked about on this podcast is like, that's why we started all of this, because we have such opposite perspectives on life and we feel like we can bring them to a table for you guys and give you guys as much of a 360 view as possible. Obviously there's more perspectives than just the two of us, but we'd have to have 5,000 million hosts to give you every perspective and still probably miss something.
Yeah.
So back to meeting. I don't remember meeting you. I'm so sorry. I don't really even remember my first memory with you.
Oh, great.
And the thing, you know, this is nothing against you. No, 100%.
You just don't remember jack shit.
I don't remember anything because my brain protects me from a lot of childhood trauma.
Your childhood trauma.
You're the reason. Nothing else. You're literally the reason. No, you're the reason I remember anything.
Yeah, I'm your memory.
Yeah, for sure. But what I was saying in the beginning, how we're like on the same wavelength right now, we go through phases as anybody does. And I feel like now, for the first time in like a really long time, I'm really happy. Okay. And it feels really good. I've been in like therapy for a few months. Like
that makes me so happy.
I think other people can relate too, regardless of what you're going through. I think this COVID stuff, we're all kind of getting the hang of too, which is kind of nice.
No one knows how to navigate this.
Right. But we're doing our best as humans. And I feel like I'm starting to get like more used to it and not as like anxious about it and whatnot. But
I can see the difference.
Yeah, no, for sure. It feels really special that like we can go through different phases and still be just as close, because I've had friends before that are like my party friends. And if I'm not in a party mood, they're not really my friends in that moment, you know, like obviously I still fuck with them, but like I couldn't call them and be sad girl because they're like, come on, let's just go take shots. But the thing with like, you're like, our friendship is, I could be both of those things. I could call you and be like, I'm fucking depressed and hyperventilating. And you're like, okay, I'm on my way. Or I can call you and be like, oh, look at this meme. And you're like, all right, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
And I think that is like the perfect, well-rounded friendship.
Yeah. I think, and that's kind of where like your best friends come into play, is the people that you'll have around every day, regardless of your mood or what mindset you're in, what you're doing that day. Like it's just the core people that you have around you every day
that understand you to a core,
exactly,
regardless of everything. So one of the entries that I saw yesterday regarding like doing this topic for the podcast was how to maintain a friendship as an adult, or as you get older, where you kind of have like your different lives and you don't necessarily talk every day or see each other every day. And I feel like this is something we definitely went through. We went through
a year and a half of
talking like every maybe like
3 months,
3 to 4 months. And it was very brief. It was nothing deep.
Yeah.
We, you know, to label it, we lost touch.
Yeah,
we totally did. I had moved to LA. That's why.
Yep.
Moved to LA.
I got into a relationship.
Yep. We just
kind of were on different paths.
Completely different. And, you know, I definitely was sad. I was really sad. I remember like crying to like Scott and stuff and just being like, oh my God, I miss her so much. I actually have one memory in the Pink Taco on Sunset Boulevard. And every time I drive past it, I'm like,
really?
Cause I broke down.
I don't think you told, oh, I think you did tell me this.
I broke down so bad. Like we had to leave.
Oh shit.
Like not like, for, like but like, I was just like, you know, I don't want to cry in public right now. Like let's go. that was around the time where I knew you were so invested in this new relationship with your ex. And I would like text things and like not get responses. And I knew it wasn't out of like, haha, fuck you, bitch, I'm not going to respond to you. But it's obviously still hurt really bad. So then I started like thinking like, oh my God, did I lose her forever?
Oh,
because that was around when you were telling me like you were going to marry him and shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
I was just like so blindly in the state that I was in. I had gone back to school. I got into this relationship. I got a job, and I was just like, I was blindly going through life.
Yes. Which is fine. Like you were content with it, and I would have supported you forever.
Yeah.
But I remember just being like, oh my God, like I lost her.
Oh.
I felt like I was going through a breakup. It was really, really sad, but I knew I'd still support you either way.
Yeah.
And I think this is a very common thing that friends go through is the relationship.
Where you lose your friends
to a relationship.
Yeah.
It sucks, but you just got to support them. You have to support your friends. Just please support your friends. I mean,
and I give you the credit for like us kind of getting back to where we started because you hit me up. You like didn't stop. You kept you hitting, and it like, you're right. I didn't just not respond for like a particular reason. I just like suck at texting.
Yeah.
We were in different parts of the state. Like, it was just kind of like not what I was focusing on that time.
I knew that.
And you like you would call me every day. And then when it got into like my almost like routine, like you were hitting me up and we just kind of like picked up where we left off.
Yeah. No, yeah. I definitely didn't stop. That's really funny.
But like, I'm the type of person, and there's people out there, like I'm the type of person who needs that. I suck at reaching out to people. Yep. I suck at staying connected.
From my perspective, I knew, like, yeah, we lost touch, but I knew, okay, I have to keep reaching out.
Yeah.
It's, like I said, I knew it wasn't intentional. It still hurt, but I was like, okay, I'm still not going to stop though, because I know this is just how she is.
Yeah.
And then when we did finally rekindle everything, this I do remember. I give myself credit, even though it was like, what? I guess that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a long time for me to remember something from 5 years ago. That's really good for me.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that healing. Anyway, I remember I went to the Bay and I hit you up and I was like, you know, like I'm coming to the Bay, like let's go get food. Whoa, we went and got food like at a restaurant without a mask.
Urban Plates.
No, it was sushi. Fire.
Was it?
Yep. I promise it was sushi. And we didn't necessarily like talk about anything monumental. We just caught up, but it, you know, I felt this like sense of relief in the, like right when we're sitting across from each other, I was like, oh, okay. It's like we never left off.
Yeah. And it like in that moment, I feel like we were like, this isn't going to happen again. We went through our phase of like what it was like to do our own thing. Mm-hmm. And we just know we're like supposed to be together.
Yes.
We're supposed to be in this friendship.
Absolutely. I have a memory of your mom saying this. I want to say it was outside of a gas station. And I think it was the day where she got us Whatchamacallits.
Oh my
God. The candy bar.
Yeah.
And
quick stop.
Yeah, it was a quick stop off Morello.
Yes.
And we were sitting and she like brought it to us and we were like so happy, blah, blah, blah. And I think she said something like, you know, like you girls are so cute or whatever. And I forget how it got brought up, but she said this quote. She said, you know, a friend is like a true friend, a best friend, when you can leave off and pick right up like it's like nothing ever happened. And you know, at that point in our friendship, we were in probably like fifth or sixth grade. That hadn't happened. We had been, you know.
We're like, no, we're going to be best, like tied at the hip forever.
Right. Exactly. And then that replayed in my head in her voice, like till this day, it still replays. But like when we were going through our separation, I was like, oh shit. Like, and then once we rekindled, I was like, Rhonda's right. Like, this is exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I find that with other friends too. Like that's how it is with like Liza too. You know, Liza is one of my closest friends, but we don't see each other a lot. She's so busy always. And you know, she's always like traveling, whatever it is. She's been in fucking Houston for like what it feels like 6 years now. We never see each other, but she is that type of person where the second I do see her, it's like, oh,
back to normal.
Totally back to normal. Totally fine. Same thing happened with Leanna too. Leanna was close to us in like end of elementary to middle school. And then Leanna didn't go to our high school. Leanna did independent study So we lost touch with Leanna for like
high school and college.
Yeah. Like 5+ years.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like total touch too. Like we didn't like catch up with her at all really. Cause she was also in a relationship. Yep. Like,
and well, I remember you, sorry, I didn't mean no, to interrupt. Good. I remember, I think she like responded to your DM or something. And we were hanging out and you were like, you were planning to go get dinner with her. And mm-hmm. you remember you guys went to BJ's.
We went to BJ's at like 6.
Yeah.
And we shut the restaurant down. We sat and talked and laughed and cried.
That's crazy. For
like literally 5 hours. Like the yeah. restaurant closed at like 10:30. So it was like 4.5. Yeah. And then afterwards, like we were like, well now what? And we went to La Scala on, what is that? North Main in Walnut Creek.
Yep.
The little cafe. And we went and got, I think like hot chocolate. And then we talked for another like 2 hours and then it was midnight.
Jeez.
And then she was like, do you want to come over and just like stay the night? And I went over and I stayed the night, had our first sleepover in her old house that I literally grew up in with her. Saw her parents, like saw her fucking dog, like, and I stayed the night. We stayed up like talking and then I was with her literally till this day, every day.
Yeah. Like we all been best friends.
Yes.
Since that point.
Exactly. We like completely rekindled the friendship.
Yep.
And then same, I feel like with Bree was definitely in our lives. Like
Bree's the fourth.
Yeah. Bree's the fourth friend.
Yeah. I think I was closest to Bree first.
Yeah. Oh no, Leanna. Leanna and Brie met in like kindergarten.
No. I mean, like for me, like out of the four of us.
Oh, gotcha.
Who yes. I was closest yes, to was yes. Brie.
That was like your first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we all just kind of like, oh, I'm friends with you. You're friends with you. Yep. We're friends. What now if we all street friends?
Yep. And now we have a group chat.
I feel like we have the type of dynamic that when we get on each other's nerves, we tell each other
oh, yeah.
in that hot second.
We don't even have to tell each other. No. It's very obvious.
Like when you're cooking and I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
I'm a lurker.
Oh, my God. You guys, she literally breathes on my neck. It's like, can I try that? It's like fucking raw chicken. I'm like, no. Can I try that?
But you're like not. I think that's why we have this open book of communication, because if you're annoyed with something that I'm doing at that very second, you'll be like, can you stop?
Mm-hmm.
Can you go away?
Totally.
And if you like let those feelings harbor in, mm-hmm. that's when it's like, I have this resentment toward this friend for this mm-hmm. one thing that she did. And then you forget what she did, but you still have these like hard feelings about yeah. it. If you just like say how you're feeling in the hot second with your best friends, I promise you the communication is just going to be
It's literally like a relationship.
Yeah. It's going to be where you need it to be to have such like a good dynamic with your friend group.
Mm-hmm. A very common thing people like tweet us and stuff is about their toxic friendships. You know, they have friends that put them down and like social situations, all that. This is where the communication comes in, you guys. It's never going to be comfortable. It's not. Communication and confrontation is not something that will ever be easy ever in life.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be. They're meant to alter a situation. You have to go through discomfort to get the situation you want.
Yeah.
So in those like toxic situations or toxic friendships, I mean, if you're in a toxic friendship, maybe relabel just maybe not having that person in your life.
Yeah. Period. Evaluate what the relationship is doing for you.
Yes.
And what you bring to the table.
I read this one entry a while ago. It was like, my friend, when we're in like social situations with boys, she like puts me down and kind of uses me as like her comedic crutch.
Ooh.
To like make herself look better. I've even seen like TikToks like that, yeah. like where it's like they like do a skit about it. This is a very common thing. I've been a victim of it before and it doesn't feel good. And you have to just call people out.
Yeah. Be like, dude, what are you saying right now?
Because friendship to me, I mean, I don't know about you. I love love. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fucking lover. I love to be in love. I love it.
Yeah.
But I would take friendship over love for the rest of my life any day. Like if you had to choose one. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've never thought about that.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. Cause you don't have to. It's not like you can have both.
Right.
Right. Don't worry. You're good. But you know, I just thought about it right now. Like I would take that over a relationship any day. And the reason I bring this up is please nurture your friendships
yeah.
just as much as your relationships, maybe more, because I don't know, like they're going to be there forever. Like I just don't know what the fuck I'd do without my close friends. So that's why I nurture them so much. And for me too, I not to get like too deep into this, but if you have a family life that you don't like, I hear you, because I was the same. I didn't really like enjoy my home life as a kid. I didn't like to be home. I didn't have like this like fun environment at home. And I talked about this with my therapist recently. I turned to friends, Cassie at the time, Carly, like these are all like childhood friends. I turned to you guys and your households as my home.
Yeah.
That was where I wanted to be every, like Christmas, I would come, last Christmas I was with your family, like holidays, I'd love to be with my friends. Friends are my family because that was who I confided in at such a young age. So now that's why they're so important to me.
Like, find your family in your friends.
Yes. Thank you. That's literally the sentence I was fucking looking for. I don't know what I'd do without it. Like your parents like raised me too.
Yeah.
You know, like this isn't like shade on my parents either. Like they
know. It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah. It's just different. I don't know. Should we talk about like if your friend doesn't like your other friend?
Ooh. I don't think we've been through that.
I don't think we've been through that either, but I could only imagine.
It's hard, but I guess what I can say is don't turn down a friendship because one, like I'm on the side where you can be friends with a lot of people. Groups. You can be friends with, I was friends with so many different cliques in high school. Mm-hmm. I was friends with like you guys. I was friends with like the mathletes. I was friends with a whole bunch of different crowds. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And nurture every single one of those friendships.
Because it makes you such like an open-minded adult too.
Yeah,
because
the diversity and like how you grow up.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Think of it like selfishly if you want. Like you can take so many different things from like
all these different perspectives. Types of people in this world. Yes. Like, and it doesn't put you in a box mm-mm. of like what your personality could be as an adult. You know, make friends with a whole bunch of strangers and people mm-hmm. who don't do the same things as you.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that I value from my friends from where I grew up, my hometown, before I had moved to in fifth grade. Everyone that I'm friends with from home, they each have their own thing. Like their thing. Not everyone does the same thing. Like mm-hmm. Bomber's a skater. Chris is an artist. Like and that's the greatest because everyone brings their own individuality to a friendship group.
Totally.
And it keeps it interesting.
Yeah, we all do different things.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We all have different like jobs.
Yep.
And I sometimes feel like that's not the case.
No.
Like a lot of people like hang with like their clique.
I mean, yeah. Especially which is natural too. Like when you go, say you go to law school and
you meet all your college friends that are going to be lawyers. Friends.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, yeah.
That's natural, but totally. You
be
know,
open to other people.
Yeah. And if one of your friends from a certain group doesn't like another friend from another group, that's okay.
Yep. They don't have to all like each other.
No,
like,
because you find something in that person that other people might not see.
I was talking about this last night with Mackenzie, the relationships where your partner doesn't like your best friend.
Oh, I couldn't do it. That's one thing. If my boyfriend didn't like you, I would, nope.
I couldn't do it.
No way.
I'm glad we're bringing this up because honestly, that's my standard. If you don't like my friends, then I don't.
No,
I'm just not going to continue. We're not.
Yeah. And you know, that could be a tell all of maybe we're not the same person. Like I like you in this moment, but in 3 years down the line, when you're still getting annoyed at something my best friend does that I love, mm-hmm. like we just don't have the same views.
No,
we don't.
I couldn't imagine having to like convince somebody to like you because we're also so much alike and like, at least in like the first impression state.
Yeah.
Like when people meet us, they're like, oh, you guys like
mannerisms like day to day.
Right. So why do you like me?
Yeah.
What drew you to me if you don't like her?
That wouldn't work.
Also, oh my God, you're going to die when I say this. Always listen to your best friend's input about your person, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. They know.
Yep.
It's
so important.
It is so important. I'm not saying, you know, fully let your best friend control your relationship, like, but just take it with a grain of salt.
A big fat grain of salt.
Block of salt.
Yeah.
They do see more than you do because you're you have love goggles on.
Yep. And you're biased
right,
about the situation.
Course. And you want to defend them because you care about them and whatnot. But, you know, also, and as a friend, be cool about it. Like, even if you aren't vibing with like your best friend's partner, still, you still got to support them a little bit. But like, my thing is just like, I would never hold back. Like, if I didn't like who you were rocking with, I'd be like, Alex, I see this and I just need to let you know.
Yeah.
This flag I'm seeing, do what you want with it. But like,
it's there
and you need to see it. I think that's so important. Has it ever happened with me? Is there anybody that you were like,
No, I've always been like best friends with your,
you have with yeah. every like man in my life. You've always been like really close to them.
Yeah.
Nice.
No. Yeah. I kind of always make it a point
to make sure
to make sure I'm
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Like I want to, if you're going to be in, if this guy is going to be in my best friend's life, I want to make sure that like I can also be best friends with him too.
Totally. I feel like along with that, like we've talked about this, like talking to the guys out there, at least your girlfriends, you're dating your girlfriend. You're also dating your girlfriend's best friend.
Yep.
Every like, especially in the beginning, like I feel like all the responses that go to you, they've all like proofread,
seen
and
it
approved.
All.
Like they see the whole conversation.
The first hangouts, like
right.
We're
oh
there.
My God. They're there. Oh my God. That's really funny. Have you ever had a friend that your parents didn't like?
Yeah.
How did you navigate
mom,
it?
My mom was really good at seeing through people.
My mom too.
And
I feel like our moms collaborated on that too.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They're probably like,
they were for sure talking shit.
They're going through a book of like pictures of kids. They're like, we don't like this one.
Yeah. In middle school and high school, there were a couple girls that I would hang around and my mom would just be like, be careful with these girls. Like, I see how when you guys are all hanging out, I see how they talk about other girls, and just know mm-hmm. that usually when someone talks like this about people, they do that about everyone. So, you know, have your guard up, be safe with the people, with what you say around people, because they could be, you know, gossiping to other groups.
Totally.
And I definitely, like, end of high school, after that, I remember thinking like, I see what she was saying.
Yes.
Because those people are the gossipers.
Yep.
And she protected me
and
from that.
And they like still are.
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah. My mom was the same. She was never like, you can't hang out with so-and-so. She was just not that type of parent about anything, but she put it in a perspective that really shaped who I am today. She would always be like, you know, if I complained, like so-and-so said this to me and it made me feel this way, she'd go, okay, do you see how that makes them ugly inside? Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Now you learn from that. You don't like how they did that.
You don't do that to anyone else.
Exactly. Because, you know, in my young brain, I wanted revenge, for an example. And she'd be like, no. She opened my eyes to a lot of like shitty friendships that she, like your mom, saw at a young age. But she was always just like, do what you want, but just, you know, sleep with one eye open and remember to never be like that.
Yep. I would rather have 4 quarters than 10 dimes.
Yep, exactly. We've always been that way. I feel like, sure, I've had like big friend groups, but as far as like the core people that I would just like call up and can trust with anything,
it's never been a small circle.
Yeah, it's never been more than like 3 people.
Yeah,
ever in my life. And it's kind same of been here. The same people too.
Yep. It's rare.
It is rare. And we get that reaction a lot when people are like, what? You've known each other for that many years?
Especially in LA.
Oh yeah, because nobody has fucking real friends here.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's so
sad. I'm so glad like I have this LA experience.
Yes.
When I first moved here, obviously when we could like go out and stuff, yeah. I was obviously hanging out with you a shit ton and we would go out and like hang around a whole bunch of LA people and mm-hmm. people would be like, oh, how'd you guys meet? And we'd be like, oh, we met in elementary school.
Yeah.
And people would be like, what? They would like stop in their tracks.
Right.
Wait, what? It was kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
Especially in LA, everyone comes from, like, I get you have your core group of friends that you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA, you come from so many different places that, all my friends are back home.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. I mean, that was me for a minute when you and Leanna didn't live here.
Yeah.
I didn't have my core homies and it felt really weird. I'm looking for houses right now and I'm torn between like, do I buy in LA? Like, do I move to Australia? Do I fucking move to Nashville? Do it like, you know, there's so many places I'd love to go move to, especially because property is you get a bigger bang for your buck in other places but California. But the biggest thing that holds me back everywhere I look, I'm like, but I need you guys to come with me. So we'll talk about that later. But like, that's such a big thing for me. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't live near you guys, because I did not live near you guys for a few years.
And it's so hard.
And I felt like not myself.
Like a missing piece.
I was myself, but I was missing a really big part of what I was used to before I moved to LA.
I feel like we're really good at when we meet new people, and especially like when I tell you like, ooh, I have a crush on this guy. We're really good at like bringing each other up.
I thought you were about to say like researching the guy. I was like, yeah, for
sure. I mean that too. But like,
yeah.
But like when we're in a like new environment, you always have my back.
Fuck yeah.
When say I have a crush on Joe Bob over here.
Joe Bob.
And we ended up hanging out with Joe Bob and like a group of friends.
Okay.
And you're very good at like making me look like really cool.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You know I know what you mean. Like
say we're all like in the kitchen and having a drink. I don't know. You're just like, you're good at like putting his attention on me.
Yes. Like I'll ask you something to make you shine so that he hears it.
Yes. We're very good at that.
Everybody out there, fucking boost your friends.
Yes.
You have to do that. Like
be hype men.
Yes.
I'm your hype man. You're my hype man.
Yes.
Be each other's hype men. We talk about like our future a lot too.
We sit and like fantasize our like wedding dresses and stuff together.
Yeah. But also like our future as like family friend, like,
oh my God,
our kids are going to be either best friends or married or like,
or both.
Or both.
Well, I guess that's fine. Yeah.
No, for sure.
We want to be pregnant at the same time.
Oh yeah.
Do you think we will be though? Like, we're kind of back at square one.
Yeah.
For a minute, point, like I thought I was going to be pregnant before you, but now we're like,
every day I wake up wishing you're pregnant.
I don't.
I can't wait to be your kid's aunt. It's going to be my kid.
Yeah. You can have it.
I can't wait till like we have kids.
Dude, we're 25.
I know.
When are we going to have kids?
Hop on it.
We got to start thinking about this.
But it's funny because like when I think like, ooh, I can't wait to have kids. It's not like I'm fantasizing like about a family and like a wonderful husband and kids. I'm no, like, I want kids like so that child. Our kids could be friends.
Yes, that's exactly what I picture too. Like, sure, obviously there's going to be a guy that helps in the process as anatomy allows.
Right.
But I envision, oh, their aunts are going to be like this. Like their cousins are going to be like this.
We're all going to have Sunday family dinners.
Oh my God. And we'll have like a timeshare somewhere.
Ooh, we're going to have a house in Tahoe. We're just going to go up there every winter.
And summer.
Sure.
And we'll go jet ski.
Sure.
Sure. How do you feel about being friends or best friends with the opposite sex?
I'm all for it. I have so many guy friends.
True. Yeah, we definitely both have like a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
Now.
It's all about boundaries at that point.
Yes.
It's all about boundaries.
Yep. I think, you know, there's that big stigma, especially like if you're in a relationship and your partner's like, but you're friends with this other person that's my sex that you're attracted to. Like, are you fucking around with them? I get it.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, my first relationship, he was my best friend for years and then we fell in love. So it's like, I get that it happens, but you can be friends with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
But how do you know, like, I'm not saying like you specifically, but anybody, like, how do you know if your friend of the opposite sex is like, has secret feelings for you?
Ooh.
You know, like, what if? Like, sure, you're over here like, oh, you know, I love all my guy friends that are my homies, but like, what if one of them have feelings for you and you don't know it? Like, do you think about that?
I guess no, inherently, no, you wouldn't think about it, but I think you just kind of have to read into like,
the vibes.
The dynamic and like, is there flirtation happening? Mm-hmm. Do you feel a certain way when you're with him? Does he like kind of change around groups of people?
True. And that's a good one.
Yeah. If you guys are in a group of people, is he acting a certain way? And then when it's just you two, is he, you know, is he different? Because mm-hmm. that could mean something's up and maybe just ask him.
Mm-hmm. And then the other side of that is if you're starting to have feelings.
Yeah,
for your
exactly.
Opposite sex. Or same sex. I don't know why I'm saying just opposite. Like if you're having friends with, and we talked about this in the last episode, the crushes one.
Yeah.
Like having feelings for a friend. definitely communicate it. But we dive into that deeper in episode 5, so you guys can go listen to that.
There's so many different friend dynamics out there.
I know. It's hard. I feel like this episode's kind of all over the place because it's such a big topic. But I feel like that's going to make for Thursday's episode to be very, very strong, because now we've kind of laid out everything out there for you guys. What questions do you have? What are you struggling with? Because, God, I feel kind of like annoying saying this, but like, we don't have problems in our friendship. Like,
yeah, okay. Not to say we don't have problems, because everyone goes through like problems in a relationship. Sure. We're just good at communicating, fixing them,
understanding them, knowing each other. Like,
we've kind of just like mastered the art of friendship.
Yes.
I would say.
No, fuck yeah. But I just like, I don't know how to give advice without having questions yet, because like, I'm not struggling with anything in my life that I can talk about.
Yeah, but we can tell you how we handle those things.
Yeah. So send in any questions, any like bad situations you're in with a friend, any good situations, anything you've found along the years that you feel like somebody can benefit from. Like, we'll read it aloud, help the whole class. It's a very loaded topic.
Yeah. But we want to hear from you. Yeah. So we can kind of give our perspective on it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, make sure to send in all of your entries on Twitter. We're at Advice Podcast. That's also our handle on Instagram. Make sure to follow us there. We're almost to 10,000. And when we're at 10,000, we could do swipe up links,
which just makes it easier for you guys. Makes life
so much easier. Just go follow us. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a review, leave 5 stars. Let us know how you're feeling about everything. And we will talk to you guys on Thursday.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
Tomorrow. Happy birthday to whose you. Birthday is it? Mine. Happy birthday
no, to you.
I'm singing the whole thing. Happy birthday, dear Alex. Happy birthday to you.
And to 15 years of friendship.
I'm going to cry. Oh my God, I forgot.
Wait, who are you?
Daddy? Dad, you're back?
Do I look like?
Bye, guys.
Oh, leaving that in. Bye.